T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Hollywood, what do you got for us this morning, sir?
All right, boys, you ready for a little radio fight?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, people like that stuff, yeah.
All right, yeah. So we go to ESPN Houston for this one here, and I feel like we've had these guys on before at some point, but anyway, they had a little argument over James Harden and whether he should be traded or whatever, and here's the aftermath of that little fight here, ESPN Houston.
Yeah, I think you have a clue of where you're going to trade him, who might be in the market, where you might be able to get something, not just, hey, let me throw this against the wall, see what sticks.
Okay.
I mean, you make fun of other people for doing that.
Really?
All right. You know what?
You're having a temper tantrum on air, man. Like, you're like on live air right now.
You don't have to pay attention. It's cool. We'll just do it like you're not here. So you can do whatever it is that you want to do.
Just let me know when you're done. Shut up crying and do the show. You're live on air.
And we'll come back. Oh, okay,
dude,
Jason, now
you're
that you
live
know,
on air. Shut up and do the show.
Really?
Yes, shut up and do the show. You're live on air and you're crying.
So
do the show.
You're not doing the show.
No, you're the one telling me to leave. If you want me to leave, I'll leave. But just quit crying. You can talk about this during the break. Do the show.
So,
do it.
All right, well, if I'm just going to do the show by myself, then... Yeah, why are you here?
Deuce, do the show. Just quit crying about it. Talk sports and quit crying for 2 straight segments.
Was that supposed to be funny?
Yes, it's hilarious. Shut up crying and keeping this going on and just do the show.
I'm waiting for the punchline. It's supposed to be.
Oh, good God, you're a child, man. Quit being petty and do the show. The show sounds horrible right now.
You're right, it does. And you're talking segment. About being petty when you just checked out of a show.
Listen,
for an entire segment.
No, I started doing the research you asked me to do
during the last segment. Out.
No, you asked me.
I'm sitting here talking to you, and you're like, huh? What? You don't even have your microphone.
I'm not going to sit here. It's already been 2 segments of horrible. If you want me to leave, I'll cut off the mic, and I'll leave. Just do the show. It sounds horrible.
Hey, I'll do the show. You
thank
can do
you.
What you,
oh,
want
you
to
don't...
do. We're good.
Okay. God.
Dude, that's
dude, do
the
show. You're still
thing.
Crying. Do the show. I've already cut
if
off
I'm
the mic.
Doing the show. You're not paying attention. Go do what you're doing. Go have a good time.
Good God, man.
You know, go do whatever
bitch,
the hell you're doing.
Man.
It doesn't matter.
Well, do the show. Quit being a bitch.
Oh, well, there you go. You went bitch on him.
Have a good day. See you.
Go on, deuce. Do the show, bitch.
Oh, two bitches.
Bitch on this three. That's the most embarrassing f***ing radio I ever did. You act like a little bitch right there.
Four.
And you asked me for the f***ing numbers. I started giving you the numbers. I want to yell at you because you're acting like a bitch today. We're live on air and you're acting like a bitch.
Well, you're
six.
Acting like a f***ing asshole.
Uh-oh. Somebody said F and A. F and A. Oh, boy. Can you imagine getting called into
the
principal's office?
Also, so they stream this thing live so you can actually see the video of these two lunatics going at it. By the way, in case anyone cares what their names are, that's Patrick Creighton and Jason Braddock on the late night show there in
Houston. What the producer did was, when it got to that point at the end when they were really going at it, the producer cut the live feed for the video.
That's why we had that glorious little walk-off with all the bitch stuff.
Right.
So,
it all stemmed from the fact that the one guy who was getting yelled at, I guess, not the guy that called them the bitch 18 times, he just threw out there, I guess, you got to trade James Harden if you want this Houston team to win. And the other guy got pissed off that he even said that.
So I was thinking, are you kidding me? I'm not getting rid of James Harden, man.
Right.
Like, guys that can score like that and get to the basket, whether you think it's the way he's able to do stuff or not, why would you want to get rid of James Harden? Plus, he's good for business. Anybody that leads the league in scoring or close to it is always good for business, no matter what you think. I ain't getting rid of James Harden.
Six or seven bitches in there, by the way.
Yeah, I'm glad you're talking about James Harden, Joe, but I'm more curious to find out what your favorite all-time radio fight is. I have to imagine you've gotten into it with your fair share of people over the years.
I have. Ooh. I don't want to get into my stuff, but yes. I have.
Well, we're into it, so why don't you just go ahead and tell us?
I was just thinking how, because I know how program directors have treated me. I've left, walked outside. I told one guy that was a program director to go F himself, and I got suspended for that, and I told him he's suspended. I don't know, man. I don't want to get into all that stuff. Like, listen,
does this
man,
have to be strictly on air? Because there's been a couple good Joe Rose off air.
I've done some stuff. Zach, you haven't done anything. So, like, I've done some stuff.
Yeah,
like,
let's put Zach on the spot. Zach, you had to have gotten into a fight with someone.
No, he doesn't
over
get
years.
In
Come
there
on.
With anybody. No, nobody.
I don't believe that.
He hasn't fought with anybody.
Come on, Zach. Give us a good fight story.
I'm trying to think of who I fought with on air, just strictly on air?
No, it could be anyone in the building. Just anyone. Give us a good story.
I've never seen him fight with anybody.
Probably have to be a sales guy. That would probably be the best radio fight story I've had. When I told the guy he's a piece of you-know-what in a meeting in front of everybody.
Okay.
That's about as far as I went on there. And then the AP reporter down here. It was a piece of crap.
All right.
Probably it.
I mean, Joe's fights are more dramatic.
Right. Joe likes the stage.
Whatever. I mean, now you guys still throw this on me?
No. I mean, I know. I can tell you what my favorite literal fight was of all time. It happened in a taxi on a Radio Row. A certain radio host in New York.
Yeah,
now.
But that was that wasn't on the air, man. That was just like that stuff's gonna happen. And
right.
I mean, Goldie and I used to play basketball and throw basketballs at each other and call each other names because he found me hard and I get mad after we did shows together and then laugh the next morning about it. But you know, while he knocked me down and ended my one-on-one basketball court career on the hard courts, but. I don't know, man. Like, Woody, what else you got? Like, I don't.
So you don't respond well to hard fouls? That's how to beat you in basketball?
Well, I don't play anymore, so you don't have to. You don't have to worry about that. But like, I don't want to.
So you're basically soft, just like Giannis. So if you drive to the basket, foul you hard, you're done.
Nobody's softer than you are, softy. What else you have this morning? Got anything else? I don't want to talk about. Like, I don't want to go from those guys to us.
All right. So anyway, this is not meant to be political, and I don't even have the text machine up, so don't send any political text. Jim Carrey is going to be playing Joe Biden on Saturday Night Live, which if you're a Jim Carrey fan like I am, this is good news. October the 3rd is when the Saturday Night Live season will premiere.
What happened to his career?
I don't know. He started doing dramatic roles.
Yeah, I don't know what he's been up to
That's
lately.
That's what happened. He stopped being Jim Carrey, the funny guy, and tried to take like dramatic roles in films and dark roles in films that just didn't work.
He is very funny though, so this should be pretty good.
Is he still funny though?
I mean, I don't think you lose that.
He must not be that funny. I haven't seen him doing any. Is he doing anything at all?
Just because you don't know that he's doing anything doesn't mean that he's not doing anything, Joe.
Yeah, but a lot of guys were funny for a long time, and then
you're
just
a little
aren't funny.
You're a little feisty.
No,
today,
it's just that, like I can quote a lot of his good movies, and I'm sure you haven't seen any of them. Like I know you were like in Ace Ventura or something, so that's great.
I see,
but
that's one of the best things he's ever done. That thing lives on strong. He's still getting checks for it, so like it's kind
of
hard.
It is good,
to beat.
But he's got a lot of good movies, and I'm sure you've seen none of them. So
well, Ace Ventura came out in '94, so we're talking about a dude that hasn't done anything in 26 years.
People still watch that.
Right. That's 26 years old though.
All right.
By the way, they're expecting Brad Pitt to be back as Fauci. Robert De Niro might be back as well.
Wow, that's funny.
And, of course, Alec Baldwin plays Trump, so you'll have him in there as well.
I thought he said he was done. I thought he said he wasn't doing it anymore. Is he back? Is he back to doing it again?
Well, I'm sure he's got some free time, Joe.
That got the Prez all fired up last time. He didn't think that stuff was very funny. Did not like that too much. All right, what else you got?
I can't wait for us to get blasted for watching Saturday Night Live. All right. Speaking of that, by the way, we had an anti-mask protest that took place at a Fort Lauderdale Target. Did you guys see this?
I did.
No.
I don't know this. Is 3200 North Federal Highway, Zach? Do you know that one?
That's the one. It's actually by, I think it's right by where the sports bars and the strip clubs used to be there in Fort Lauderdale, Joe.
Yeah, so 10 losers ran through the Target without masks on playing We're Not Gonna Take It on their little boombox, whatever they were carrying around there, and made a little scene in the Target there.
Really?
Begs the question, right. What are people doing with their time here? Like, right. Yeah, people, like, something better to
do. You're a little late on trying to make a statement, like, first of all, like, and you got 10 of you together for a little sausage fest running around saying you're trying to prove something. You're a real friggin' tough guys, man. That's beautiful.
Not a sausage fest. There were women involved in it.
Well.
So I know you like to use that word because you think it bothers me, but no.
You and your buddies.
Yeah, I know, I know, I know, I know. It's a sausage fest whenever me and my friends get together. It's, you know.
Just the draft parties.
So at least these guys had a few women with them doing the same thing, right? Yeah. Running around.
One of them was leading the charge, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, one of the girls, the video's out if you want to see it, Joe. It's pretty pathetic.
So what do they do at this point when somebody tries to make a statement like they decided they want to do this and they had nothing else going on in their life, so they said, let's get 10 of us together so it's not one or two and we don't get in trouble. We can all do it.
Bunch of idiots.
Did they call people out in the store or did they just run around?
Yes. No, they were pointing at people and saying, take your mask off. Take your mask off. Right.
I just, like, I think to myself, like, what would I do if I was in that situation? Because I just, again, I don't want to interact with anyone ever at a store. But, like, right. Now, especially with the masks, it's even better because you really don't have to speak to people. Like, even when they come up and ask you if you need help, you just, you know, point at the mask. Sorry.
So I just, after months of this stuff going on, I still just don't quite understand. Like, you get 10 people together, you guys all agree on politics and stuff and the mask, and so you decide you're going to go out and make a statement.
Right, right. You're going to cause a ruckus.
Wow.
Sounds like a good day right there.
Jeez.
Got nothing else planned.
Boy, apparently. Go walk. Do something. Go walk.
Oh, they were walking.
No, go walk at a park or something.
Oh, gotcha.
Go hang out and you guys can share your views on life.
Right, together. Yeah.
Walk. That's where that we hill. Are, man. Yeah. Part of this crazy 2020. Did they kick them out of the store? How did it end? Or there were just too many of them?
I don't know. Hopefully they got jumped in the parking lot. I don't know how it ended, though.
All right.
I'm not condoning. Yeah, well, we ran out of music because usually, Joe, you run late. We don't get to everything. So we actually get to finish everything today. I have one more story for you.
Okay.
Chuck E. Cheese. I feel like we've talked about them a few times during the pandemic here. So they have found themselves in a little bit of a situation here. So now that they are starting to reopen, they're going for a touch-free ticketing system. You know, they give the tickets when you win the games or whatever. But they're trying to do it in a contact-free way moving forward, right?
Yeah.
So the problem is that right before the COVID-19 pandemic, Chuck E. Cheese bought 7 billion printed tickets.
Oh
boy.
By the way, that's enough to cash in for $9 million worth of Chuck E. Cheese prizes. They have 7 billion tickets.
That's a lot of tickets.
Oh, man.
What do you do now?
Any idea what that cost, by the way?
To print out 7 billion tickets? No. No way. I wouldn't even.
That's $2.3 million worth of tickets. Guys, that is 65 shipping containers full of tickets.
Wow.
And they all have the Chuck E. Cheese rat right on the front of them.
Oh! Oh!
Chuck. Whoops.
Well, you guys told me they're still making good pizza. Is it you guys told me? Somebody told me. Chuck,
no, so we
pizza.
Did tell you, Joe. Everything you know, you hear from this segment, Joe. So we they went under a different name and were doing it on like Uber Eats.
But
I think they got
in
trouble for that.
Pizza. Right. Yeah.
What were they calling themselves like?
I think
Antonio's
pizza.
Or yeah, Pasquale's. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Oh,
that's the
man.
Only way they could stay in business. They had to serve the pizza.
Spent a lot of time as a young man with young children at that place. Everybody seemed to have their birthday parties there with that cheese pizza. for everyone and then asked the parents if they wanted to take any home. And they always said, no, thank you. All right, man.
I've heard it's very good pizza, by the way. So while you continue to knock it, I've heard it's very good.
I'm not knocking anything. Boy, you're feisty. You're a real...
And you would be the creepiest person in a Chuck E. Cheese, by the way.
You're a real turd ball today, man. You are a real turd ball. Eric Wood is going to join us at 8 o'clock. Man, this got to be a big old weekend for him as a former first-round pick of the Buffalo Bills, now their color radio analyst, and then on top of that, working in the ACC, first-round pick out of Louisville. I couldn't make all this up. He's going to join us coming up at 8 o'clock. But first, want to tell you about my friends right now over at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Oh, boys, 2020, good stuff, man. 2020 South Florida Chevy dealers has never, ever looked better. And the Chevy Open Road Sale event is on. That means big, big savings. We want to get a monthly payment for you that you're comfortable with, that you trust and you love. And then we want to get all the products and all the things important to you. Let me see. Being comfortable, having enough space for you and your whole family, safety features, this latest in technology, and a great look. Great look. We got it for you, man. It's your South Florida Chevy dealers. The new Suburbans and Tahoes, smoking hot as always, especially if you like a lot of space, man. Cannot beat it. And then how about Silverado trucks? Let me just tell you, whatever your lifestyle is for a truck, Silverado trucks, we got the perfect one for you. Almost like it's custom designed for your lifestyle. Whether it's a working truck, family truck, combo truck, we got you, man. And now let's talk about some of the smaller SUVs like the 2020 Traverse, our midsize SUV. Still got a lot of space to accommodate that big family, yet doesn't compromise any of that great look, man. None. And then the Equinox SUV, our smaller SUV, technology, active safety features, fun to drive performance. And finally, that 2020 Chevy Blazer, I think is the best looking of all of them. It's just my opinion, but you got to find out for yourself. We want you to stop by one of the dealerships in Dade, Broward, or Monroe County. Got so many great looks for you, fantastic deals. You're going to love the way you're treated. Find out for yourself. Find a reason to switch at your local South Florida Chevy dealer. Do it today. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer. You're going to fall in love. Great deals taking place right now.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.